after I had gotten in and unloaded my groceries and things. Well, now, I don't really understand this. What are the names here?
Now that's the different people that bought, like an auction sale. You know how they auction it all, and the different one buying what they bought.
So here's Martha somebody buying three shows for $22.25.
Uh-huh.
Is that the way?
Uh-huh. And that Hiram Williams now is my grandfather.
Hiram Williams.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
On down at the bottom, I think it's the first thing. He bought a horse, and then later on he bought a saddle, and he bought some meat. And I'm wondering if that term, whatever it is up there, meant that maybe they sold it before an administrator was appointed. Maybe my granddaddy could have... they might have sold it, just had an auction sale, don't you know, and sold that stuff out, and he went to live with some of the children.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we don't have the date of his death. We don't know where he was buried.
Let's see, that's 1863. That was while the war was going on, wasn't it?
Well, now, I don't understand this. My grandfather was in the war. We have his war record. But he was sick or wounded or something happened to him, and he was sent home as an enlistment officer.
Mm-hmm.
He served during, and we have the record of that. So during the time that he was an enlistment officer here, he must have went to this sale. I guess he didn't have to stay in the office or something regular.
Uh-huh.
They might have had certain days for him to enlist.
Well, sure.
We have that record, and we found the record that my grandmother and granddad, we didn't know where they married even. And
now which grandparents?
That's a Rhodes.
The Rhodes.
And the Williams, on my father's side, you know.
Mm-hmm.
The great-grandparents. But Grandma and Grandpa Williams, my grandparents, he was born in Lawrence County. So the record shows.
Lawrence County.
That's where
Dublin.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And Warren County was where my grandmother was born.
Okay, that's way over to the east.
Uh-huh.
Is it?
Mm-hmm. And they were married in Warren County.
Mm-hmm.
But the census record shows that my grandfather Williams and my great grandparents. And then my great uncle were in Macon County, which is Taylor now, you know.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
in that section of Macon County some of that time, and they were in Talbot County some of that time.
Uh-huh.
But my grandmother, they were married, and they married in 1844, and the 1840 census didn't show her living with Grandma and Grandpa. And I figured out what they did. The men was fixing to locate, and they maybe went with Grandpa when he was selling land. They traveled, and he went to Alabama. So some of them told us.
Mm-hmm.
Well, one of his granddaughters told us that. Told me that. And Grandma must have stayed with Uncle Absalom's wife.
While he was...
While they, the men folks, because Uncle Absalom's wife then, when Grandma got a pension after Grandpa died, and we have a copy of all that. They went through they had to have two affidavits to prove that she was his wife, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And this Rhodes, Aunt Eliza Rhodes, was a witness that she, you know, she made the affidavit that she saw them get married in Warren County and what date and all.
That really is interesting.
Oh, it's all just special.
How do you find all these
things? Well, you have to get that from the archives.
You mean the archives people in Atlanta?
Uh-huh. Yeah, uh-huh. And in Washington. And this cousin has been, when they left here, they went through Atlanta. Then they've been back. I was talking so I hadn't drank my coffee. These have gotten hard, but they were
good. They're good, though. They have nice flavor.
They were a little gummy, a little sticky, and they were just real chewy.
Mm-hmm.
Until they've dried out.
Do you have any children?
Mm-mm. Never had any. And I've had more than anybody.
Mm-hmm. I can imagine.
Teaching, and then in Sunday school and vacation Bible school.
I wonder if you'd tell me some more about the Primitive Baptists and the Missionary Baptists and how they're different.
This boy lives across over here. I was expecting him yesterday. He said if he had time, he was coming over. He said